With another look at what it says in your morning papers, here's Lisa Pereira.
The number of aircraft permitted to bring military weapons and ammunition through Ireland has increased by two-thirds since 2016, hitting a 13-year high. That's on the front page of the Irish Times. Conor Gallagher reports on Department of Transport figures, which show that over 1,300 flights were sanctioned last year, and significantly more are expected in 2025. There's also been a huge increase in Irish-registered aircraft carrying munitions of war outside the state. In 2020, just 9 such flights were approved. Last year, the figure was 519. The Irish Examiner reports that Gardaí raided a housing complex in Cork yesterday, arresting 10 men and women in relation to an investigation into drug dealing and theft. The paper reports that more than 70 Gardaí, including armed support, swarmed the area as skewbald ponies grazed peacefully amid the commotion. Animals were later taken away on welfare grounds, says the paper, including a tiny pony less than 1 metre tall. There's good news for homeowners on the front page of the Irish Independent as it looks ahead to measures being brought to Cabinet by Finance Minister Pascal Donoghue. Local property tax bans will effectively be frozen despite rising house prices, writes Senan Maloney. The measures, if approved, would also freeze VAT rates on gas and electricity at 9% until at least the autumn. Other stories in today's papers, Sanjeev Chadha, who murdered his sons Owen and Rory in 2013, is applying for parole. That's in the Irish Sun. There are complaints in the Irish Times about the BBC's decision to block its app BBC Sounds from listeners outside the UK, including those in the Republic of Ireland. The move, due to be made within weeks, will mean stations like Radio Ulster will no longer be available via the app. BBC World Service and BBC Radio 4 will continue to be. A spokesperson responding to concerns that the move could be incompatible with the Good Friday Agreement said BBC content will still be available on third-party platforms. The article notes that live BBC streams will still be available via Spotify and TuneIn Radio. The Irish News and Belfast Telegraph both carry front-page articles about the demise of the FBA brand builder. The company, owned by entrepreneur Darren Campbell, guided companies as they launched their online selling ventures through Amazon. Yesterday, the Ballymena-based company said it was being liquidated. More than 100 angry business owners signed up for a group legal action against the company, claiming they'd lost thousands due to malpractice. Mr. Campbell strenuously denied the claims and vowed to robustly defend himself in court. There's coverage in many papers of Donald Trump's expected announcement of wide-ranging tariffs tomorrow. The Irish Daily Mirror loops the story in with the ongoing row over speaking rights in the Dáil. Warring TDs were last night urged to set their speaking row aside to let the Dáil deal with Trump's Liberation Day tariffs, says the paper. It's accompanied by the now infamous photo of Michael Lowry with his two fingers raised. Time TDs got their finger out, says the headline. But one man who doesn't seem to be worried is Tom Keogh, pictured on the front of The Independent. The managing director of Keogh's Crisps is telling people not to panic over Trump's tariffs. Just look at Canada, he says. Since tariffs were announced, new doors have opened. He urged businesses not to be afraid and to make new friends.
That's Lisa Pereira.